On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certains l'aiment FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Julien Girard. Aujourd'hui, John Crawford.
Nothing ever happens, nothing that I long for. Nothing ever happens to me. Nothing that's inviting, nothing that's exciting. A change will have to be. Something's gotta happen soon. I'm like a lot of words without a tune. Days are dull and boring, I read the whole night through. I can't go on ignoring that life was meant for two. Something's gotta happen soon. With me it's only morning, night or noon. I'd like
Crawford, actrice et chanteuse à l'instant pour entamer Certains l'aiment FIP, symbole d'une époque où les stars de Hollywood savaient jouer, chanter, danser et étaient prêtes à tout pour devenir des légendes. John Crawford, à qui la Cinémathèque consacre une rétrospective à partir de mercredi, était du métal dont on fabrique les mythes, une self-made woman au physique hors norme qu'elle a littéralement sculpté et transformé en arme de séduction massive. Ses sourcils, qu'elle épaissit et assombrit, ses épaules, larges, dit-on, comme celles de John Wayne, et qu'elle met en valeur en ceinturant sa taille, enfin sa célèbre bouche, qu'elle maquille outrageusement. Star ultime, John Crawford est devenu, à sa manière, le véritable auteur de ses films, mettant en scène sa propre ascension. « Je l'admire », finit par admettre sa grande rivale Bette Davis. Elle représente à mes yeux la star de cinéma par excellence, et pourtant, je me sens mal à l'aise en sa compagnie. J'ai toujours senti que la plus grande réussite de John Crawford a été d'être John Crawford. D'ailleurs, elle a traversé l'histoire du cinéma, du muet jusqu'aux années 70, et tourné avec les plus grands, von Stroheim, George Cukor, Michael Curtis, Otto Preminger, Nicolas Ray, Robert Aldrich, et conclu avec un débutant nommé Spielberg. John Crawford, disait-on dans les couloirs des studios, a couché pour y arriver, avec toutes les stars de la MGM, masculines et féminines, à l'exception du chien Lassie.
It's very interesting and a great deal of fun. As a matter of fact, working in pictures has taught me so much about other industries, and it was so easy for me to learn. Not that I've learned everything I have to learn. I have much more to learn.
Where do you call home now?
New York.
And how much time do you spend in New York or in Hollywood or around the country?
Well, I only come here when I have a job to do, either television or presentations or a film.
Do you miss California?
No, I love it when I'm here to work, but it's very depressing to come out and not have a job because everyone has so much activity. You say, where am I? Well, you know, I got lost.
Mm-hmm.
I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same, I'm not entirely to blame for you. So easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame.
Gasped in the night, the one last word of a dying man, but one word that tells a thousand stories of a woman who left her mark on every man she met.
Mildred had more to offer a man in a glance than most women give in a lifetime. Mildred knew what she wanted. It wasn't too particular how she got it. Mildred? Loving her was like shaking hands with the devil.
Brought me here tonight.
I mean, all of a sudden, boom. Husband gone, soft lights, quiet room, opportunity.
You make me feel, oh, I don't know, warm.
And wanted.
How long has this been going on?
Monty's going to divorce you and marry me. And there's nothing you can do about it. You think because you've made a little money, you can get yourself a new hairdo and some expensive clothes and turn yourself into a lady. But you can't, because you'll never be anything but a common...
Fitzgerald, Easy to Love, un standard de Cole Porter au générique du roman de Mildred Pierce de Michael Curtis d'après le livre de James M. Cain et un scénario de Faulkner. Un mélodrame tellement célèbre qu'il a été l'objet de nombreuses adaptations, jusqu'à la plus récente signée Todd Haynes avec Kate Winslet. Tellement ancré dans la culture populaire américaine que le film est conservé à la bibliothèque du Congrès à Washington et que le groupe Sonic Youth en a donné le nom à l'une de ses éclectiques compositions que nous écoutons en ce moment dans certains LMFIP. John Crawford voulait absolument ce rôle pour faire son entrée en majesté chez Warner Bros. Après 18 ans à la MGM. Le personnage que je joue dans le film, à vous la star, est un mélange des rôles que j'ai joués précédemment et d'événements personnels. Des amis sont morts ou partis, mes jours dorés s'achèvent, peut-être, et Mildred Pierce est une célébration amère de la fin. Pourtant, loin de signifier sa fin, Mildred Pierce, refusée par Bette Davis et Barbara Stanwyck, lui offre un second souffle et un Oscar en 1945.
I think it's the biggest night we have. It's part of our family, it's part of our group, it's part of the thing we should go to. I had a discussion the other day with somebody who said, oh golly, I just don't want to go to the Academy Awards. It's too much of a deal to get dressed in the traffic and the party afterwards. By golly, they owe it to their industry to get out and be dressed and be as glamorous and do everything they can to be a giver that night.
You drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby. But you showed the other kids how. can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby. But baby, baby, just look at you now.
Routine on that number's not bad.
Thanks.
Needs a little cleaning up, though.
You're telling me.
Sure you're all right?
Yes, sir.
Don't want to quit.
No, sir.
Do you feel like going through that opening number with Mr. Stair?
All right.
Ready?
Yes, Pat.
Show Miss Barlow the routine on that opening number, will you?
I'd love to.
Good evening, Mr.
All right, Barlow. Get him in the place.
Do you know the routine?
I've seen it often enough. I'll try.
Well, that's fine. Oh, Harry, give us the pickup on that gang number, will you, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
How does that Barlow get to take Warner's place? Didn't you ever hear a poisonality?
I'll carry her. I always want to be a hero.
All right, Steve, take her in my arms.
Come on, girls. Get back. Get back.
All right, Taylor, go ahead with that number. Come on, girls. Now, snap into it.
Take her right this way.
All right, give me the little adjust.
Yes.
It's over there, Jess. Let's get the shoe off.
Oh, take it easy.
Yeah. All right. There you are.
Come on now. Let's straighten it out.
Come on. Let go. Yes, you can. Come on, let go. That's it. Oh, that's better. That's fine.
Give me the leather.
Yes.
You know, I had a charley horse once. It hurt, didn't it?
Certainly it hurt. Yeah. That better?
All right, boys.
Yeah.
Get them back to rehearsal.
Shall I take them, Steve?
No, I'll take them. They got more confidence in me.
Oh,
sorry. Sir, better keep it straight now.
That's it.
Come on.
Keep it straight. This is going to hurt a little.
kind of a gang are you running with?
What do you mean?
I see a lot of cracks in Ward King's column about you.
But it's no fun sitting at home all the time.
No, I suppose not. What are you going to do? Marrying the dope?
I don't know.
Well, don't do it.
Dans Certains l'aiment Fip sur la BO de Mildred Pierce avec You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, un titre qui va comme un gant à John Crawford que l'on retrouvait ensuite virevoltant sur un nuage au bras de Fred Astaire, puis soigné par Clark Gable dans Dancing Lady en 1933. Crawford-Gable, l'un des couples historiques de Hollywood. Idéal, attirant, fusionnel, le duo va tourner 8 films variant les genres et les plaisirs. Du drame avec la pente, dans lequel Crawford impose l'acteur, jusqu'au musical dans le tourbillon de la danse, en passant par la comédie, souvent Femme varie ou encore Loufoque et compagnie. Si une actrice affirmait ne ressentir aucune attirance sexuelle pour Clark Gable, je la traiterais de menteuse, déclare celle qui en pince pour le beau mâle et fut l'une des rares à croire que ce pecno, ancien machiniste venu de l'Oklahoma et réparateur de téléphone, avait de l'avenir et des couilles, décrète-t-elle, sacré Crawford.
Kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you.
know, I've often wondered what had happened to that old porter if somebody jumped on him from here.
I'm sure I don't know. Why don't you try it and find out?
Thanks very much.
Not at all.
Don't you like dancing?
No, not with strangers.
Never?
Never.
Thanks very much.
Not at all.
Well, how about some tea, then?
Tea would spoil my dinner. Only have one meal a day, and I'd rather hate to spoil it.
Oh, are you reducing?
Reducing? Me? Do I need to?
Oh, no. It's perfect. You know, I don't think I've ever... But I wish I were free tonight.
Aren't you?
What?
Free.
No, darn it, I'm not. But there's tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
5 o'clock downstairs.
Where downstairs?
In the funny yellow room where they dance.
You're funny.
Tomorrow?
Of course.
Really? We'll dance.
All right, we'll dance.
Feuilles mortes de Prévert et Cosma par Nat King Cole dans Certalem Fip et sur la BO de Rien n'est trop beau de Jean Negulesco avec John Crawford. Une chanson mélancolique comme le sont ses clients à l'automne de leur vie de palace dans Grand Hôtel d'Edmund Goulding dont nous écoutions un extrait, le dialogue plein de sous-entendus élégants entre John Crawford et John Barrymore. Tourné en 1932, Grand Hôtel organise un savant ballet de vedettes de la MGM des années 20 et 30. Greta Garbo côtoie John Crawford sans la croiser, John et Lionel Barrymore et Wallace Beery complétant la distribution d'un film qui a le charme suave de la Mitteleuropa si souvent racontée par Lubitsch.
In me.
charms about you.
Have to sing that. Why don't you hire a good trombone player, Teddy?
Ask her to stop, Teddy. She's annoying, Mrs. Ryan.
No offense, I hope, Teddy.
No offense, Mrs. Wright?
No offense. Well, what do you know? The place is haunted.
Hello, Paul.
How about a drink for the gentleman, Teddy? What are you looking at? Don't you want a drink? The gentleman's changed his mind. Skål.
You've had enough.
I'm thirsty. Nothing for you, sure?
Nothing. I want to take you home.
Ah, oh, the gallant knight. Quiet, soft music. My friend's being considerate. He wants to take me home. The way you took me to dinner...
I'm sorry, I was held up. The rehearsal lasted longer than I thought it would.
I can't spend my life waiting for your rehearsal.
I came as soon as I could.
It wasn't soon enough.
Helen, I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Only the usual deadly length.
I want to get home and get some rest.
Oh, go ahead.
You're coming with me.
Leave me alone. Go on back to your music. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to the ghost of Beethoven.
Put it down.
Mind your own business. No offense. Mind your own business.
I said put it down. Look, I don't think Mrs. Wright
was... Take your hands off him, Ted.
Sorry. No offense.
That's my line, no offense.
John Crawford, un peu éméché, vocalisant sur un standard de Gershwin avec Peg LaCentra, chanteuse de l'orchestre d'Artichaut dans Certalem Fip et dans Humoresque de Jean Negulesco, où elle tombe amoureuse de John Garfield, violoniste et bad boy, doublé pour l'occasion par Isaac Stern, et c'est lui qu'on entend jouer Dvorak. Dans Humoresque, une fois de plus, elle est en compagnie du garçon sexy du moment, après Clark Gable, Spencer Tracy, John Wayne ou Henry Fonda, et plus tard Sterling Hayden. Garfield, beau gosse cabossé, lui donne la réplique, mais c'est son nom à elle qui est en haut de l'affiche. Il en sera toujours ainsi, jusqu'au bout. Privilège rare pour une femme de son époque, mais qui montre bien l'ampleur de sa popularité et son rang au royaume du cinéma.
Just got an idea that all talented people end up in jail. I make a stupid remark and you laugh. You're stupid, Teddy.
Michael?
I'm constitutionally given to enthusiasm about nothing. Get my glasses for me like a good boy, Teddy.
I laughed at sweethearts I met at school, all indiscreet hearts seemed romantic fools. A house in Iceland was my heart's domain. I saw your eyes, now castles rise in Spain. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My lips could move and talk, my feet could walk and walk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
There's a very interesting thing about that I've discovered, that you cast your director as carefully as you cast the star. Would you like me to cite a few?
Well, please do.
Mr. Cecil DeMille, Mr. William Wilder, Mr. William Wyler, George Stevens, George Cukor. Shall I go on?
The evening breeze caressed the tree. Trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I, they wander. Like this, the moon
More dazzling than ever in the kind of role that has won her worldwide acclaim. A charming temptress whose temper and temperament match her fiery hair. Never have you seen her more dynamic, more feminine than as the fabulous stage star called...
Jenny Stewart.
And with her is Michael Wilding, the musician who knew her for what she really was. A woman.
What else did Charlie tell you about me?
He said that you had a sensational figure, but that you threw it about like a burlesque queen. He said you had beautiful legs, but that they always walked in the wrong direction.
And?
He said that your mouth belonged to an angel, but the words that came out of it were pure tramp.
The next time you see Charlie Mailer, tell him to take those 88 keys, black and white, one by one, and...
There's no one like you on earth. You're the distilled essence of effectiveness. Your leg moves and a million faces look up.
Why didn't you come right out and tell me how you felt about me? What were you afraid of, that I'd say no?
Avec My Heart Stood Still, entendu dans Humoresque, puis Anita O'Day, Tenderly, pièce maîtresse de Torch Song, la Madone Gitane en VF, une comédie musicale de Charles Walters mêlée de mélodrame, on se refait pas, dans laquelle Joan Crawford interprète plusieurs chansons, même si sur certaines, elle est secondée par India Adams, doublure voix de Sid Charis et Ginger Rogers. Dans Sertalem Fip, on écoute Johnny O'Geez dans une version langoureuse et languissante de Tenderly.
And you know, I find that when I'm not working, and I don't have to get up at that ungodly hour in the morning at 4:45, I get very lazy. Well, no, restless. Thank you.
diamond starlight in your eyes. I'll take you places on a cloud of gold, and in your arms you'll hold a paradise. My smile will beckon you to follow me, and you will know the glow of ecstasy. You'll own the sun, the moon, the stars above, a world of love, if you will always follow me. Follow me, it will be ecstasy. You'll own the sun, the moon, the stars above, a world of love, if you will always follow me. If you will always, always follow me. Any good?
Play the guitar. Play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny. Johnny Guitar, play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. There was never a man like my Johnny, like the one they call Johnny. Guitar, play it again, Johnny guitar. Crawford, Follow Me dans Torch Song, puis Peggy Lee, Johnny Guitar, chanson thème du film de Nicolas Ray où elle interprète la flamboyante tenancière d'un saloon dans l'Ouest. Son couple avec Sterling Hayden est entré dans la légende du western. L'image de cette femme forte, debout, qui mène ses affaires et ses amours en féministe convaincue, fait exploser les conventions du genre. Le film fut écrit en pensant à la star dans le rôle de cette Vienna, tellement moderne au pays des cow-boys, tour à tour parée de rouge, de noir et de blanc, et en butte à la haine d'une rivale incarnée par Mercedes McCambridge. La réalité dépasse la fiction, puisqu'un soir, Nicolas Ray trouve John Crawford ivre, en train de détruire les costumes de sa féroce ennemie, les lacérant au couteau et les jetant dans les fourrés. Truffaut écrira à propos de l'actrice, « John Crawford fut l'une des plus belles femmes de Hollywood. Elle est aujourd'hui hors des limites de la beauté. Avec ce film, elle est devenue irréelle, comme un fantôme. Le blanc a envahi ses yeux, volonté de fer, visage d'acier. »
Having fun, Mr. Logan?
I couldn't sleep.
That stuff help any?
Makes the night go faster. What's keeping you awake?
Dreams. Bad dreams.
Yeah, I get them sometimes too. This will chase him away.
I tried that. Didn't seem to help me any.
How many men have you forgotten?
As many women as you remember.
Don't go away.
I haven't moved.
Tell me something nice.
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Lie to me. Tell me all these years you've waited. Tell me.
All these years I've waited.
Tell me you'd have died if I hadn't come back.
I would have died if you hadn't come back.
Tell me you still love me like I love you.
I still love you like you love me.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Stop feeling so sorry for yourself. You think you had it rough. I didn't find this place. I had to build it. How do you think I was able to do that?
I don't want to know.
But I want you to know. For every board, plank, and beam in this place.
I heard enough.
No, you're going to listen.
I told you, I don't want to know anymore.
You can't shut me up, Johnny. Not anymore. Once I would have crawled at your feet to be near you. I searched for you and every man I met.
Look, Vienna, you just said you had a bad dream. We both had, but it's all over.
Go.
Not for me.
It's just like it was 5 years ago. Nothing's happened in between.
Oh, I wish...
Not a thing. You've got nothing to tell me because it's not real. Only you and me. That's real. We're having a drink at the bar in the Aurora Hotel. The band is playing. We're celebrating because we're getting married. And after the wedding, we're getting out of this hotel and we're going away. So laugh, Ian, and be happy. It's your wedding day.
I have waited for you, John. What took you so long?
Here's one of my favorites. And I know you all like her, too. Because she's the personification of youth and beauty and joy and happiness. Joan Crawford.
That's awfully kind of you, Conrad. Thank you.
I think Joan has a surprise for you.
All day I talk about you. All night I think about you. Want to be someone you want to see. Why, you've got me walking on air. I only hope that you can. I'd be satisfied just to hang around you. Your smile, free and easy style. You're a loving child, got a feeling for you. Ooh, I like your turned up nose. I like your receding those two. From your head to toe, got a feeling for you. No one but you. Did you ever see somebody who could love somebody much as I love you, huh? Did you? You're the kind of sweet somebody who could love somebody. How about me too, huh? Oh my, you're the one I crave. I could be your slave. Honey, let me rave. Got a feeling for you. Crazy about your smile. Free and easy style. You're a loving child. Got a feeling for you. Like you turned up nose, like you need that hole. From your head to toe, got a feeling for you. Did you ever see somebody who could love somebody much as I love you? You're the kind of sweet somebody who could love somebody. Could you love me too? Oh my, you're the one I crave. I could be your slave. Funny that feeling, got a feeling for you.
I'll always love that song.
Joan, I hear a rumor around that you're going to retire after this picture.
Are you kidding? Who, me?
La voix de Joan Crawford. Pour conclure, certains l'aiment Phippe, elle n'abandonna jamais en effet et connaîtra même une fin en apothéose dans un ultime duel avec son adversaire préféré, Bette Davis. Donc est-il arrivé à Baby Jane d'Aldrich en 1962, puis déniaisant le jeune Spielberg à la télévision dans Night Gallery et finissant même par épouser le PDG de Pepsi-Cola qui ne lui survit que 4 ans, la laissant riche à millions. Vous pouvez réécouter cette émission et la podcaster sur Phippe. N'hésitez pas. La semaine prochaine, nous restons dans les cimes de Hollywood à l'occasion de la sortie d'Avengers Endgame, la musique des super-héros.
My name is King T'Challa, son of King T'Chaka. I am the sovereign ruler of the nation of Wakanda. And for the first time in our history, we will be sharing our knowledge and resources with the outside world. Wakanda will no longer watch from the shadows. We cannot. We must not. We will work to be an example of how we as brothers and sisters on this earth should treat each other. Now more than ever.
Now no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!